The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So good afternoon. Welcome back to Generations Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This is hard to believe. It's March already. I still can remember Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Eve. And in fact, I remember my birthday in January, and all of a sudden, boom, it's in March already. So anyway, as you guys know, we provide resources around the state, and we provide a lot of information. We always have experts on the field. And before I get to the interview with our friend here, Tom here, you better go grab the recent Generations magazine featuring the medical cannabis cover story. From what I'm hearing, is running out very fast. It's very intriguing, very interesting. People are like, let me go read this thing. It took me about 4 months to really decide that we wanted to do this cover story. And the reason why, because obviously it's controversial. And I didn't know how it was going to turn out, because I don't really get involved with the content per se. I let our writers and our researchers do their work, and even the photographer and art director, Wilson Angel, he didn't want to show me the picture of the cover until it was ready to go out. I kept on asking him, and then, like everything he does, right on the cover of this magazine, boom, there it is, medical cannabis with a nice big flower on it. It's kind of a flower, right? It's a flower on the cover. But grab it, because what I'm hearing from my distributor, it's running out fast. I know people are grabbing 10, 20 copies from the racks. If you have a rack at your facility or your property, let us know. We'll go fill it up. But we are running out very fast. And so thank you very much to Catherine Smith, our writer that worked with Terry Gorman Freitas at the Cannabis Association, to really put the story together. The doctors and seniors that we contributed to the article, it was very well balanced. If you have any issues, do not call me. Call the Cannabis Association. Actually, first step is talk to your doctor. So actually, if you read the story carefully, we do talk about how to get your 329 card. And it's something that I think everybody needs to start thinking about, because I slowly am running into people that have their card, which is great. So I'm glad we did the story. So it's a lot of filled again with a lot of great information serving our seniors. So anyway, if you missed it, if you run out, go to generations808.com. You can download a PDF copy of this. And don't forget, you can always get our past radio and TV shows that we archive on all of our shows on generations808.com. So anyway, we're here with my friend Tom from the Kalakaua Gardens. Tom, welcome to the radio show, but also welcome to Hawaii. You've been here for a little while, but thank you for coming by.
Well, aloha, and thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this program, which really reaches out to a lot of seniors and does a lot of great things for people who need to look for resources. And we have these stocked high on our tables and our welcome areas, and glad to be a part of this. Yeah. Thank you.
And you're actually working for one of the newest, if not the newest right now, retirement facility in the state. So that's a great – I've been there many times. My cousin is there, not to give you a plug, but my cousin's there, and she loves it, and people love her, and your staff has been fantastic. And watching over her, making sure she goes on the right bus, on the excursion, make sure she eats. So I thank you very much. But so anyway, Tom, we always thought, give us a background, and I know you only been here a year and a half, but and you didn't come here for this industry, but you have a tremendous history and experience in our senior industry.
Yeah, I've actually been working with seniors in one degree or another since high school, which was back in 1987. I started working as a volunteer in senior rehab communities and getting to learn and understand the seniors and what they're going through and all the different aspects of aging. And got my degree in gerontology back in 91. And really? I've been working.
You have a degree in gerontology?
At the time, they only offered gerontology as a minor, so it's a minor in gerontology. But it's been something that's been a passion of mine, working with seniors and advocating for seniors pretty much all my life. And I got in on the train as this gerontology program really started to really take off, and been a part of it ever since in one way or another.
So what started you in high school and your passion to get your degree? Do you take care of your parents or your grandparents?
Well, I've always been close to my grandparents. It was a tradition every Sunday, you know, go to grandma's house, have lunch, you know, Sunday lunch after church. Wow. And just really loved that. Funny story, I actually was sent to an all-boys Catholic high school when I was young to keep me out of trouble. Sure. And I wasn't Catholic. That was the thing. So in efforts to get out of the Catholic catechism class, uh-huh, as a senior, I had an option to volunteer with the seniors at the nursing home. And so I took that and ran with it, and just found that it was something that I just knew from that point on that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to serve seniors. I wanted to help them any way that I could. Wow, so been crazy, doing that ever since, after I graduated college, and been involved in this.
So what are some of the different entities or business adventures that were you involved with?
Well, I worked in mostly for about 8.5 years in rehab, skilled nursing rehab facilities in Chicago and in the surrounding suburbs of Chicago. I also was involved with assisted living when it first was a brand new concept. There was no other assisted living communities at the time, and I got involved in that in the late 90s.
Sure.
And then have been a part of it ever since. I've worked for Sunrise, which is a nationwide community, and mostly in the mainland in Canada and Europe, and worked for Manor Care, which is a chain of nursing homes. Mm-hmm. I did my own thing for a while. I helped seniors move into assisted living communities. So I had my own moving company.
That hasn't been around that long. I think, maybe Associates been around 8 years, 10 years?
Yeah, I think, so I got involved in that around 2007, and that was brand new in that time. So I tried to switch gears a little bit and start something new, and got on my own for a little while, but ended up coming back because I really love the hands-on approach and being more involved with the seniors than just the moving, you know, dynamics of that portion of a senior.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, my younger brother, Danny Hara, is one of the top realtors in the state with Kelly Williams, and he saw this budding community about that time, probably around that time, 2007, 2008. And they just started an association. So they started a company here. Cynthia Arnold runs it for him, actually my niece. And they've been doing it for 8 years, 9 years, maybe 10. And it's growing. And you're right. A lot of people don't realize assisted living industry hasn't been around forever. It's only been around maybe 20 years, maybe 25 years, maybe.
Yeah, late 90s, mid to late 90s is really when the assisted livings kind of took off.
Because people before, they only went to skilled nursing places.
There was either skilled nursing or what was called in the mainland was intermediate care facilities, which wasn't as much of a medical kind of a thing, but more long-term, skilled, long-term care for seniors who just needed to convalesce.
Yeah, and it's growing. So you've been here 6 months with Kalakaua Gardens. What are some of the differences or things that you've seen compared to, you said, Chicago area?
Well, it's a very unique community in the fact that it's a rental property, but it has the full service, full spectrum of care for seniors, and they can enter at any level of care. Folks who move into Kalakaua Gardens, whether they're independent, in need of assistance, if they have memory care issues, or if they really need heavy-duty skilled nursing care, we've got the full service of levels of care for seniors.
So Kalakaua Gardens is a rental. It's not a buy-in, because there are a few properties here that are buy-ins, right?
That's correct.
And guaranteed care for the rest of their life. But, but you're one of the few that has the total spectrum of care. And so explain to people what does that mean? Because people only know of the Plaza, Pohainani, Hawaii Kai, Arcadia 15, Craigside. So explain to people that are listening, maybe lot of people that listen to our show are in their 40s and 50s and 60s that are dealing with their parents right now. And I get calls every week from people who say, my dad's going to get discharged. What do I do? I have a list here, but I don't know what this means. And they never had any experience with it. I didn't have any experience in it when I got in this field 16, 17 years ago. I had no clue. I was like 42 years old. And now I obviously I've learned over the time, but for a lot of people, explains coming to the basis or of that level of care. Be good.
Sure, sure. So a lot of people are kind of thrust into a position where, you know, something's happened, and families need to kind of look at options for their loved ones. Perhaps going back home just isn't going to cut it. Maybe because of stairs, yep. Maybe because of some cognitive issues that, you know, forgetfulness have caused them to, sure. You know, be in a place anymore by themselves to, you know, kind of unsafe. So mm-hmm. People start looking at this as an alternative. And when they start looking into a senior living here on the island, there are certainly a lot of great places for people to choose from. And so a lot of times they're kind of thrust upon this daunting task of finding the right place for their loved one, and they don't have a lot of time. So they're often kind of looking for any place that has availability or opening, and then all of a sudden they have a whole list of things that they have to do to get their loved one into an assisted living environment, things that they weren't aware of. And that's what part of my job, and we've got three people in our sales office that are here to answer phone calls and help seniors step by step through this process. Usually it's just discovery. Usually they're just looking around and trying to get a yep. feel for their loved one to see, yeah, this looks like a pretty good place. I want to know more about it. And so we talk to them through all the different levels of care, all the different types of care services and care levels and medication management and different types of accommodations. We have studios and one bedrooms that people are looking at.
It's like buying a real estate or actually renting a home. Because you said studio, is a studio big enough? What are coming from a 4-bedroom house?
Well, that's the thing, and that's part of where your brother with the senior move managers, yeah. You know, they come into play, and they're really a key part in helping people to downsize, and you know, don't need all the pots and pans and all of the furniture as you did at home, because we do all the cooking for you, we do all right. the maintenance for you, everything is provided. And to be honest with you, most people don't spend a lot of time in their rooms anyway. Right. They're out. They're getting involved. Right. They're going on field trips. They're participating in different activities and events that we've got going on.
Oh, yeah.
Musicians coming and playing all the time. So they're really, once again, finally having that life.
Someone
that
cruise boat on land.
It really is. They get to do a lot of things that they want to do. And if they want to do it, they can. If they want to just sit back in their room and read or watch TV, they can do that too. So you got the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
and
right.
on top of that, they got people to care for you and help you if you need that help.
Yeah. Well, that's actually one of my goals in life. I shouldn't say a goal. It's part of my life as I get older. I have a few relatives in facilities right now, and they all told me they wish they moved in earlier. And so I told my wife, she hasn't said yes yet, but I told her I would like to at some point do that, because I don't want her to cook all the time. Because if she cooks all the time, because she has to wash the dishes all the time, me. So even though she's a great cook, but I don't really like cleaning the yard or doing the yard. I don't really like driving a whole lot, even though I have to. And as you get older, as long as they take me to the softball field and the golf course and to the mall, I'm fine. You know, doctors, yeah, anybody can use Uber, but I think what people, is there a list or a booklet that people can get to really help them ask the questions that are important? Because a lot of people don't know what to ask.
Well, I think a good resource for a lot of people, you know, nowadays everybody's doing is just going and doing research online. On the web. There's tremendous amount of information. But every individual situation is different. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. there's these dynamics that we deal with families that are going through, and you know, we just try to be that beacon of light to help them through this process and understand the options, at least present them in a way that is relative to their unique situation. So we take time to listen to each person. I kind of look at it like this. I mean, I look at every person that walks into my office as my own family member or a friend. Right. And if I can be a resource to them, I might not be able to help them. Kalakaua Gardens may not be the right place for them, but we're going to help them in any way that we can. And it's just giving them some information to take and to find out what's right for their loved one or themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's the attitude I've always experienced. Like I said, my cousin's over there now, and she loves it, and you guys have done a great job. And I think it's really important to assist them, whether that's their place or not, because people don't know. I have a relative that never wanted to go to a place until they fell down for the third time. They can't live by themselves. I have another relative that wanted to go, but her husband didn't want her to go, them to go. So after he passed, she went, and she loves it. She's the queen of her facility. But I know as you get older, you lose your taste buds, your hearing, of course, your vision. So I would bring her this Japanese spice futokaki that you put on your rice. Oh, she loves that. I always bring a box of chocolate chip cookies because when you get older, you want more sweets. And she goes, yeah, this is a really great place. But, you know, I do eat in my room once a week. I said, oh, can I ask why? He goes, well, you know, there's a lot of gossip going around, and I like to have a quiet night once a week. She is hilarious. I love my auntie. It's just interesting how much fun she's having. That's the unique thing. Like on a cruise boat, when I first went on a cruise boat, I said, I need to get a big room. I can't. This room is like 200 square feet. All there is a bed and a shower. But, man, just like a cruise boat, you get in there, you get up, there's a little list of things to do. You're on your feet. I'll say, I'll see you later at lunch. Come back at lunch. You take a nap. Get up. You're gone. Come back for dinner. And there's stuff after work. After dinner, just like the retirement facility, isn't there?
Yeah, it's great because everybody has the option to do what they want. And if they're not forced into doing anything. And I think truly the biggest thing that people have before they're moving into a place like Kalakaua Gardens is the fear of the unknown, their routine is not going to be the same as it was, and they're not going to be in familiar surroundings if they've been for the last, 40, 50 years. And so a lot of times that fear is very challenging to overcome. And usually those are the reservations that those people have that prevents them to moving in or considering this as an option. But once they do, either by choice or sometimes because they have no choice to move into a facility like this, it doesn't take too long for them to really adjust and start living again and enjoying life like they should have been all this time.
Yep.
Because we take away all those responsibilities of having to go shopping and do the cooking and do the dishes driving, like you, or dishes. Do the driving and fighting the traffic. Nowadays it gets worse and worse.
Not get us stuck on traffic.
Yeah, I mean, so all that's taken away from them, and now they get to live again, and they get to enjoy playing games or Mahjong or Hanafuda with their friends and, having a time where they can just go on a little trip and not have any concerns or cares, just enjoy the ride, and that's what we want to do. We want to support that.
Yeah, I want relative. We have to make an appointment now for dinner because her schedule is kind of full. It's so interesting to see, and they're so busy now. And it's just great to see them really live their life. It's amazing. I have one relative that gained 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I see that all the time.
They were like 98, 95 pounds. They're 105 now. I said, yeah, she's eating three good meals a day, not eating Simon and Spam every day and skimping on this and skimping on that. But one relative, found there, a long-lost cousin she never talked to in 40 years. One found her classmate from 1941, high school. You know, Hawaii is not what college you went to, but you're going to go UH or KCC.
Yeah,
but
right.
What high school you went
right,
to.
Right, right.
It's amazing. And then her husband was a retired professional. And this other guest that lives there as well knew her the husband. So they connected that way. And she has a social life now, which is incredible. I mean, incredible.
Well, the other key piece to that is what happens when that is going on, when people are now enjoying lunch with a friend or a new friend or an old friend. You start to just talk about things, and what happens is you forget about your own issues. You forget about the pain that you're having in the legs or the arthritis that's bothering you in your neck. You forget about those things because you're engaged and you're busy and your mind is preoccupied. So temporarily, that takes you away from that, and you get to enjoy the day versus just being
I can't wait to my day. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I go to facilities all the time. and I know all the different facilities. I know all the people that work there, most of them. And I live very close to one that we're looking at personally. But so again, tell me about Kalakaua Garden. How many rooms, and then you have different levels of care. Well, how many beds you folks have, and how many rooms you folks have?
Well, we have about a total of 180 in the community, but it's intermingled with a variety of different levels. We have about 70 independent living units. We have about...
Okay, so when you say independent, what does that mean?
So independent living is really just for folks who want to enjoy the ambiance and the atmosphere and the senior living aspect of Kalakaua Gardens, not necessarily they're in need of any care or services or medication management. They're taking advantage of the rent, which covers their three meals, so no longer do they have to cook, no longer have to go grocery shopping and worry about what they're going to have for the week. They could get to enjoy their day. They get to go on field trips and enjoy all the entertainment and activities and programs that we've got going on, educational events. So it's just kind of like a worry-free life. You know, they don't have to worry about maintenance. If their light bulbs go out or their toilet isn't flushing anymore, we take care of all the maintenance for them, and they can just enjoy living once again.
And I know one of the things I like about, we used to have meetings there. Maybe we can actually have our meetings there again. You have like a community area on every floor, right, where you have a big table and TVs, and family can come over and have dinner. I like that area.
Yeah, it's called the Ohana Room, and it's a kind of a congregation area that on every floor, you have about 12 different apartments where people are living, and when they're in their apartments, they've got their own place, their own bed, their TV, their lazy boy chair. But if they want to come out and watch the ball game, you know, there's this big area. It's a group area. It's a communal area for everybody to enjoy. If you have family or friends over and you want to play some mahjong with your neighbor or just, you know, kick back and watch the volleyball game, you can just enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's just one of many venues or areas that families can enjoy.
I've seen quite a bit of families coming there because the room is smaller, which is okay. But yet, at least you have an area like down at every floor. So that's independent living. What's the next level?
So our next level is assisted living. So there's the floor plans for assisted living are exactly the same, which is a nice thing as people age and they need to go down to higher levels of care. If they need to move to a floor where there's more caregivers involved on those floors to help people with their daily needs, the floor plans are very much the same. So when they have to make that transition, it's seamless, it's easy, it doesn't take a long time to kind of readjust and kind of refigure things. Where am I going? It's all very simple, very, very nicely laid out and convenient. And so when that transition time comes and they need more help, we can provide that for you in the different levels of care. So
is that more of intermediate, kind of intermediate, not really called skilled care?
Well, the skilled care and the intermediate care floors are on the very lower floors. The fourth and our fifth floor are, we have a full rehab, Medicare certified rehab. We have 49 beds.
Wow, you have 49 rehab beds?
49 rehab beds, Medicare rehab, and we also have folks that are there for long-term care. If their needs progress to the point where assisted living licensure can no longer provide care for them, let's say they have a feeding tube, for example, from a licensure standpoint, there is no assisted living community that can accommodate for that, because that's considered what they call a skilled need.
Right.
So they would have the option then to go down to one of our skilled floors where we can have that comprehensive care, not just the assistance for their daily routines, their daily activities to help them through the day, but also those complex medical conditions that they might have, IVs, feeding tubes. If they need total assistance with transferring, we can provide all of those services on the fourth and the fifth floor. So it's nice to have all of that, a rehab center, inpatient, outpatient rehab under one roof at Kalakaua Gardens.
And so does that include memory care as well?
Memory care is also under the same roof of Kalakaua Gardens. We have a floor dedicated for the specific needs of folks that are affected with dementia and cognitive issues. So those are folks that need a little special attention and a little extra help.
What floor are they on?
That's on our sixth floor.
Sixth floor.
Yes.
And how many beds do you have for that?
So we have 22 units on the memory care floor. And so it's a little bit more of an intimate setting. We get to know the folks that are living there very, very well and know what their needs are. If they have any idiosyncrasies, we can understand, you know, what's going to kind of kick them off into an anger tirade or what can calm them down. We get to know them very well on those units.
That's really, really important, isn't that, to understand, identify what may cause it, but also if they have any kind of issues like that, because we see that, especially like war veterans, people that have had a traumatic earlier life, it comes out sometimes at the end. Yeah.
Well, it kind of leads back to our admission process. When we're admitting somebody into Kalakaua Gardens, we really want to understand what's going on. So we have a nurse do an assessment. We look at some of their backgrounds, some of their histories, what their That's routines great. May have been. And so we can understand that person when they're first coming to Kalakaua Gardens. We have a little bit of an idea who we're dealing with. And then when we get to know them, as we get to know them more, we really get to understand what they're going through and what we can do to help them when they have those issues.
We're here at Tom Huestis with Kalakaua Gardens, the most recent opening of the new facility. Actually, it's in 2 years now?
Yeah, at least. A little over 2 years.
2 years now, but your most recently placed a senior community living facility. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Party at the
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Party at the
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And good afternoon. Welcome back to Generations Radio. Don't forget, if you're listening to it Saturday, we also replay it Sunday, 3 to 4 in the afternoon. One of the most popular places people go to is our website, generations808.com. And just look on the right side of the radio TV section and look, scroll down. We've probably done, I don't know, 100 of this show. My previous show, we probably did another 100. But you can find them there. Look for the topic, if you look for the guests. And then if you go to our resources page, the second tab on the left on our homepage, click on resources. We have a long list of different resources around the island, the state. Everything from volunteer opportunity to skilled nursing facilities to senior clubs on this island and all the islands, which I highly recommend you do if you're still active out there. And then we have case managers. We have support group meetings, adult day centers, which is probably one of the more popular places people go to looking for before they go into a facility. But adult day centers are great. It's a growing trend because we only have so many beds right now. So that's why we wanted to have Tom come back from Kalakaua Gardens. It's been a couple years, it's just something that I think everybody needs to start thinking about as their parent ages, don't you think, Tom?
I think it's a great idea. It's often more difficult to do, but if you're an adult child and have some concerns about your loved one, auntie, uncle, mom, dad, the earliest start, the process of just investigating the options, you're going to be in a better position if the need ever arises rather than to make a rash decision. So doing a little homework is going to go a long way.
Yeah, so a lot of times people move to a facility that's in their area where the parents' house is or maybe where you and I live, so we can go there easier than driving all the way to the west side or the windward side or East Honolulu if I live in town, right? But walk us through the steps. So a lot of times, first of all, if you have an ailing parent, an older parent living by themselves, just remember it's going to get harder for them to live by themselves, to age in place. At some point down the road, they may not be able to drive or will not be able to drive. At some point down the road, you have to be like a detective to watch them, ask them probing questions to see how they're doing. I was with a relative recently or a year ago, and I found out that they got scammed by the grandparents scam when I thought our nephew was in Mexico, and he was never in Mexico. Another retired principal friend of ours was scammed 7 times by the lottery scam. And you would think after like 2 times, you would know that the $500 and now it's $1,000, now it's $3,000. They ended up spending $21,000. And this is a retired principal. I have another person, very well-known family. I got scammed by this the same thing. And after the third time, they called me and goes, what do you think? I said, it's a scam. It's a scam. It's amazing. It has nothing to do with how smart you are, what college you went to, what high school you went to, how much family members you have to. These scammers are professionals. They don't discriminate at all. And Hawaii is a huge target because we're remote. And we can't. It's very hard to prosecute. But if you do have a situation like that, talk to Scott Spolina. He writes for the magazine. He works for the prosecutor's office. And he specifically all day long deals with elder abuse for anybody over 60 years old. So just a little tidbit of information there. So anyway, Tom Huestis, originally from Chicago?
Originally born in Chicago. Oh,
you're a Chicago Bulls fan?
Bulls fan and White Sox fan. Not a Cubs fan.
I got it. I got it. You're from the South Side?
South Side.
I got it. My nephew went to college over there, and eventually played for Chicago State baseball.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
And went to a lot of Chicago White Sox baseball games because the Chicago State baseball coach was friends with somebody in the Bulls. I'm sorry, the White Sox.
Is that right? Well, it's a straight, funny story because part of the reason I moved out to Hawaii, my son played baseball for Indiana. A couple of years ago, they played against UH. My wife and I had a little vacation out here, and we just fell in love with the islands and just looked at each other. We were empty nesters. We're like, why not? Why? So we made our way out here and been loving it ever since.
Well, there's a lot to learn, a lot to have fun with. So you let me know if you know you need some leads or things to do because that's one thing. You know, I'm an Army brat, and I moved away when I was young, and I came back, but I've traveled quite a bit. And I lived East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. I lived in the Orient. There's hardly any place that can beat Hawaii. I don't care what they say about the traffic, you know. And education, it's what you make of it. But, yeah, it's hard to beat Hawaii. And, you know, we have the oldest living citizens in the world, in the U.S., rather, not the world. World is Japan. We live longer, but we also have one of the highest cost of living, highest cost of long-term care. But we have some of the greatest facilities here, and we have one of the best Medicaid, MedQuest programs here, and Medicare programs here. So one of the things as your parent gets older, is something that we need to be proactive. We talked about it during the break. And it's really hard to get people to understand how to have that conversation. When do you start having that conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a challenging position to be in when it comes time to be your parent's parent, and sometimes folks aren't comfortable with that out of respect, out of love for their parents, the parent that they've always been, and now the tables have turned a little bit. So that's a hard position for adult children oftentimes to be in, but it's still an important thing that needs to be discussed and presented. And if you can do it in such a way where, you know, it's early enough where you're not in a position that you have to find a place, but if you can get your loved one out to visit a couple of communities, I wouldn't take to all the communities on the island in one day. Spread it out a little bit, a couple weekends here and a couple weekends there. Just go to some places and just see and just kind of observe.
Yeah.
And most communities, like Kalakaua Gardens, will offer lunches and give you an opportunity to look and feel and smell and just kind of get a good vibe of each community. And
just ask for Tom's.
Tom. That's right. I'm the only Tom at Kalakaua Gardens at this point, so you'll be able to find me quite easily. But I highly encourage that, just to take your loved one and kind of get a feel for it.
But a lot of people don't know. I've never been in one. You know, I go into them quite a bit, and I love them, but yeah. And it's hard. Well, sometimes the parent doesn't want to go. So I tell them, you go. You fill it out and take it back. I tell them, do it slowly. So I'm going to come inside the facility. If you don't want to come, stay here. I'm going to walk around. And you'd be surprised they don't find somebody they know or live in a neighborhood or went to school with. It's always. In fact, one place I had a slot machine. They love that. Other people had – one place had more local food than the other place. one place had a coffee place, kiosk. They love that. Some places have a great library. Some others don't. So different things that they might like, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you know, there's so many great communities out here, and Kalakaua Gardens is a great option also. But it's really up to that individual that, you know, we'll go around and looking at a variety of different places to kind of feel if this is the right place for them. And once they can establish that, then I think you really need to kind of look and ask the questions to those communities. What are the requirements? Is there an application? Is there any medical things that we need to do? Is there any other types of preliminary work or forms that we need to do? What's the process? So asking those questions is really important when you're in the early stages, so that if it does come to that point and you do need to do something rather quickly, you're ready. You're prepared. You kind of know a little bit about what you have to do to get things done.
Do you have available apartments now?
Right now, we have availability for independent living. We have a waiting list for our assisted living and our memory care.
Really? Wow.
We do. Yeah, we're extremely...
How do you get on a waiting list? You just... I mean, what's that process? About how long does that last?
Well, at Kalakaua Gardens, it depends. We really don't know sometimes how quickly a unit will be available. For folks who live there currently, they always have priority
That's really
availability.
Important. That's really important, because I have had relatives that went into the rehab and they liked it. They liked the people, they liked the food, they liked everything about it. And they wanted to move in. Well, they were full at the time, but they wanted to stay longer, and you get first priority is the people already living there, right?
That's correct. And that's one of the advantages that people have if they move in independently into Kalakaua Gardens as they age in place. And if their needs change, they're the ones who will have first grabs on any availability in our assisted living or our memory care facility, even in our skilled nursing, for those who opposed to those who are coming from the outside. They have first priority over the ones that are coming from the outside.
And so are they one-bedroom studios? How does that work?
We have a variety of different studio plans that are available. And at this point in time, my one bedrooms, I only have two left.
Wow.
So we're really Kalakaua Gardens has been around for a couple of years, but we're finally, you know, getting the word out in the street, so to speak. And people are kind of learning from word of mouth and, you know, from professionals that, you know, we've got a really great group of people that are a part of Kalakaua Gardens and providing the care and the services. People with compassion, people who really care. When folks move into Kalakaua Gardens, we really see them as our own family, you know, our own ohana. So we take care of them and any way that we can. So if there's a way that may be challenging for us to kind of work things through, we'd really do have conversations with family and try to come up with win-win solutions for every situation that's unique that comes across our you know, our offices and our desks.
Let me ask you this. What are some of the programs and events and activities that you folks have throughout the week?
Well, throughout the week, we'll have a variety of entertainers that come in, bands playing. We have Hanafuda games. We have weekly movies. We have a cinema on our third floor, which is like an entertainment floor. They have a fitness room. They have a cinema. There's arts and craft tables when we're doing those for the residents. And again, it's up to those folks who want to participate. They can. They're given a lot of opportunities to do things through every day if they want to. And so it's up to them to decide what they want to go and do and be a part of, go on field trips.
Every day you guys got something.
Every day.
Transportation as well. What about how do they get to the doctor? Do they sign up and then they have a doctor's appointment, then the van, or we have a van or something?
Yeah, we've got a van. We've got some a bus as well that is wheelchair accessible. We can take them to and from their medical appointments within a 10-mile radius of Kalakaua Gardens. And all we ask is that they give us a notice about 48 hours, and we can get them, you know, even in short notices to their appointments.
Here's a big question. The choice of meals. You have like one meal a day, I mean one entree a day, or you have a buffet, or how do you guys handle your meals? It's kind of important to me, you know. So I love my food.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree. And one of the benefits of me working at Kalakaua Gardens, I get to eat lunch there every day. And, yeah, I've gained about 10 pounds since I've started working at Kalakaua Gardens. The food is very good, and there's a lot of variety. So we have a lot of different influences. We've got a lot of Asian influences, a lot of local influences, American dishes. So there's a whole variety. We have a full restaurant down on our first floor. For folks who are in the independent living and the assisted living units, and then for folks who are needing a little bit more help to eat, because you know as we age, you know, oftentimes for folks who have Parkinson's or arthritis, they can't grab the utensils anymore. They need help, and we do have other floors that offer the assistance that they need to help with eating and drinking and cutting up their food. So there's different venues to eat at Kalakaua Gardens. Yeah.
So if you just tuned in, we're here with Tom Eustace from Kalakaua Gardens, the newest facility, actually 2 years old already. And we're talking about, you know, how to make decisions, what the services they provide. Let me ask you this, Tom. Do you guys take Medicaid?
Medicaid is not something that assisted living, independent living communities in Hawaii offer. It's something I think there's definitely a need for, but at as it is right now, Kalakaua Gardens does not offer Medicaid. We do on our skilled floors, our fourth and fifth floors, we do have full rehab, and it's Medicare certified, and most insurances too that folks have who need rehabilitation are usually a part of that those floors.
And in terms of couples, how do couples? Do you have a lot of couples there?
We have a lot of couples.
Really?
Surprisingly amount of a lot of couples. And there's most couples, they want to be together. And in most cases, we can, but not in all cases. Mm-hmm. We try to keep them together.
Sure.
And at some point, there may be a need for one to be in skilled nursing and another one may be in independent or assisted living. So sometimes they do have to separate. But if they do live together, that is certainly an option, and most folks choose the one-bedroom floor plans for that type of care.
And what about pets?
Pets are also welcome.
You have a limit on cats. On the weight or size?
Yeah, usually about a mid-size, about 25 pounds for dogs and cats. Well, I don't think they usually get much more than 25 pounds. But there's
you don't want anything. I tell my friend, big dog, big poop. We've always had a smaller dog, a medium-sized dog, but we have our neighbors, love our neighbors, but they have two big dogs, and man, big poop.
Well, we do have the big dogs coming to visit for therapy. We have therapy dogs
therapy
that come
dogs? Several
times a
we
month.
Love dogs.
Yeah. It really brings brightens a lot of people's day when they see those therapy dogs.
So, what about like if I moved in early? How do you guys handle parking over there? I know you have parking, but is there a fee to park for your residents?
It's for visitors and guests, they do not pay. There is free parking. For folks who do have their cars, yes, they can have their car, and they'll have their own assigned parking spot. It's a pretty nominal charge for that, too.
Okay. And how do you handle if people want to visit? If they want to check it out for like a day or a week, can they do respite care?
Well, respite care is an option for folks. We have a 2-week minimum for respite services. Usually if caregivers are needing to take a break or if someone wants to kind of try before they buy, kind of a test drive option, respite might be a good solution for that. If there's availability.
So just minimum 2 weeks?
It's a minimum of 2 weeks and a maximum of 90 days.
You have a maximum?
Maximum.
That's
for
a long 90 days.
For respite care.
I didn't
care.
Know that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times people try it for 2 weeks and they kind of like it. They put they try it for another 2 weeks and they like it a little bit more. And
that's great.
They
I
just
mean, 90 days is a long time for respite.
Yeah, but, yeah. It's some people just...
2 weeks is good because I know I have several friends and neighbors that are taking care of their parents, and I said, you need to get away. You got to get away. Well, I can only take away a week. You need to take more than a week. So I'm glad you have 2 weeks there because that is so important. As you know, there's a great phenomenon where people pass away before the person they're caring for, And so that's really important to make sure that caregiver is healthy, is sane, hasn't lost too much weight. I have three caregiver friends of mine. They lost about 35 pounds now. It's just way too much.
It's people a daunting task. Yeah. Yeah. It for people who are caregivers, it's such an overwhelming situation that sometimes they're very easily, overseen, and it's easily masked. They want to pretend like everything is okay and let all the family members know that it's okay. But if you have a loved one who is a caregiver, I would recommend just keeping an eye out on that caregiver and making sure that they get the support that they need to help, because that's a 24/7 type of
scenario. Yeah, but as well, a lot of these caregivers think, I'm the only one that can do it, right? I'm superhero. And I know three of them right now. Friends, and they can't do everything, but they're not gonna let anybody else do it. And it's so sad that they don't see it themselves. But anyway, so what about bathrooms? Are they private? Are they conjoining?
Our skilled floors, they are typically semi-private rooms with a shared bathroom. Same thing with our memory care, and Kalakaua Gardens also has a. On our seventh floor, it's what we consider assisted living plus, and that floor also has semi-private rooms with a shared bathroom. Now, assisted living plus is something we didn't really talk about, but that's it's a kind of a gray area between assisted living and skilled nursing. And folks in the assisted living plus area floor of Kalakaua Gardens, they're in need of a lot of care. They need help with eating. They need help with going to the washroom. Mm. They need help with, with dressing, showers, everything. But they don't necessarily have the medical needs. So that's kind of a floor where we have a higher concentration of staff. Our nurses station is right there. And we're able to provide the services ongoing for folks who are needing that type of care.
I've never heard of that one. That's great. What about private rooms? Are the rooms all individual, or do they have shared rooms with somebody they don't know?
For the assisted living and independent living, they have their own private rooms. For the assisted living plus, for memory care and for skilled nursing, oftentimes they do have a roommate. If it's a male resident, they'll have a male companion, and female to female, or husband and wife, sister siblings will often kind of share those types of scenarios too.
Okay, a few more questions. Is there a contract required?
There is a contract.
Minimum stay or something?
No, it's a 30-day month-to-month agreement that folks sign to live at Kalakaua Gardens. So there's long-term binding contractual agreements. It's with a written notice. You get out of that if you're unhappy, or if your loved one moves to the mainland and you're going to go back with them with 30 days notice, you can get out of the agreement.
Cool. That's good. But is there any income requirements?
No income requirements. No? It's a private pay as you go. And we don't look into that. It's just a part of the requirement is that you pay the monthly dues just like you would in your own condominium, or if you're renting an apartment anywhere in the residential area, it's the same concept.
Well, that's great. Well, we're here with Tom Eustace from Kalakaua Gardens. I would recommend if you got an aging parent, if you're worried about them, if they're worried about themselves, like I said, as they get older, it's really good to watch them very carefully, ask them probing questions on how their health is, what they're able to do at home, especially for elder abuse or financial abuse, identity theft. But I would recommend you check them all out depending where you live, where your parents live, somewhere in between, because if you're going to go visit them, you want to have it convenient, hopefully. Try out the food, ask for Tom Eustace, he'll give you a free lunch. If you want to invite me, you can invite me too. It's quite all right. I can help you sift through the properties. But I think, Tom, you've done a great job. But, we got a couple minutes. 1 minute. What can you say to children or their parents on how to get them? Because a lot of parents don't want to go. What would you say to them when they come in?
Well, I think that it's important, at least for the adult child to come in and get an understanding and look at the different options out there so they have some ammunition, that just by talking with people in the industry, they'll get some tips and pointers on what to do for their loved ones, and maybe a respite is a great option for that situation. But I think, with information, and when you have that information and you're able to help talk about these issues that a lot of times people don't want to talk about, that's the key.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to practice tough love.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they can't make their own decisions properly. So what's the best way to get a hold of you? Your email, phone number, website?
Well, you can certainly call the main office at Kalakaua Gardens and ask for Tom or Dawn. Both Dawn and I share the position in the sales department, and that number is 808-518-2273. And if you'd like to email me, my name is thomas.eustace@kalakauagardens.com. Love to talk to you and see if I can do anything to help out.
Well, great, Tom. I'm sure you have to have it back on, but I would highly recommend you go check it out. They're right on Kalakaua Avenue going toward Waikiki on the right side. So thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. And as always, aloha and live well.